All you have to do is ride the bus to work instead of drive and use up an all too precious parking spot in Old Town. During this busy summer month, Park City Municipal and the Historic Park City Alliance have instituted a contest. A ride on the bus gives you an entry in a weekly drawing for $500 cash. Officials are trying to meter and control just how much of Old Town parking is taken up by employees, as visitors coming to frequent Main Street are finding parking is a scarce commodity. Allison Butts of the Historic Park City Alliance says she drew the first winner last week, someone who rides the bus regularly. During this busy month, they're able to run the bus until 3 a.m., so those employees working late will have transport.
Yep, so last weekend was the first weekend where we were able to run the transit until 3 a.m., and we are giving the opportunity for those employees riding the bus to work to submit a raffle number, and we draw those numbers after the weekend, and Ethan from Collie's Bar and Grill was our winner.
But says since there were only 26 names entered, the odds were very good. The contest continues for another 3 weeks. She says they're tracking other measurements as well, and in addition to the cash prize, they're handing out warnings and enforcing parking limits.
And so on Friday night, we gave out 29 warnings for cars that were parked longer than 6 hours before 11 p.m. And then on Saturday, we gave out 23 warnings. And with those warnings, we give additional information. The header is, are you a Historic Park City employee? And if you are, we talk about our efforts to be able to make more parking available for the customers.
The parking counts over last weekend show parking at 97 to 100% full.
We're seeing that we're hitting these capacities, and that means that customers that want to come up to Historic Park City can't find a place to park. In order for us to build new parking, it's going to take a lot of money, and it's going to take a lot of time for that to happen. And our short-term solution is trying to find alternatives for those that can get to Historic Park City another way, to take the transit. And that's why we're really pushing this. I'm afraid to say that if this doesn't work, what's going to happen is the city's going to find more draconian measures in order to manage the parking in China Bridge and on Sweet Alley that will prevent the employees from parking, but will also be a detriment to our guests.
But for now, they're trying the carrot approach. This weekend, during Arts Fest, the buses will unfortunately run just until midnight due to demands on transit staff. But the rest of the contest duration, they'll run until 3 a.m.
With the transit department and where they are with the bus numbers they have and the number of drivers, they have every bus out during Arts Festival. And so unfortunately, with the staff shifts as they're currently laid out, they don't have enough bus drivers to be able to drive until 3 a.m.
There is good ridership since extending the hours, which they're pleased with. Butts says it's easy to enter the drawing when you ride the bus and are an Old Town employee.
Send a text to which says PC Bus to 313131, and you're in. It's that easy, and really you're just submitting raffle tickets, and we draw a winner every Tuesday. And again, that's for $500 cash.
That's Allison Butts of the Historic Park City Alliance. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.